I wanted to ask a painter about Rembrandt's painting of an old woman, perhaps his mother, painted when he was a young man. And I was delighted when the magnificent painter and sculptor, Maggie Hambling, herself a wonderful painter of portraits and of old age, agreed to speak.
I suppose Rembrandt came into my life when I was very much a baby painter and still at Ipswich Art School in the early 60s. And I remember coming to London to a show of Dutch painting, I think at the Royal Academy. And it was the Rembrandts which touched me more deeply than a painting had ever touched me before. And I suppose the word touch is really rather important because it is his touch of the paint and the sense he always has of the moment of the thing happening, whether it's a portrait or a landscape or a biblical scene. He always achieves that sense of the moment of looking. And of course, above all, I mean, it is the humanity of his work. And if ever I'm asked some silly question about my favourite artists, he's always there in my top six. So when I look at this painting, which is of a very old lady, painted when Rembrandt was young, and this old person, who frankly is no longer particularly male or particularly female, which happens with old people, has therefore become a universal old person. You see that it is completely unflattering. It is the honesty of the young Rembrandt's vision. And what is unusual about it is that unlike his self-portraits, which straightforwardly look out at you, we don't have that eye-to-eye contact. And this old person is in a world of her own. But despite this, there's the huge presence of another human being. And I think this is largely to do with the life behind her eyes. The whole of her life can be seen with all those superficial lines in the flesh. And the skull seems to be emerging from beneath the flesh. She's looking into something mysterious, possibly death, and the darkness of the painting is echoed in her face because of the deep shadow the hood is causing over her eyes. And it is the simplicity of the image which I like very much, so that the whole concentration is on her face. And she's there in front of us in this world of her own, contemplating the mystery of life, the mystery of death. And so it becomes our meditation about the big subjects. The great painters take you into a place where life and death coexist. And I think that is part of the great part of the point of art.